Hello everyone at Gone Wild Audio, or as I like to call you, the Gawaz. Sounds fucking ridiculous. Hi, I'm Six Stage and I'm going to be doing the penis preference test, and I've already gone through this, so this isn't going to be a shock for me when I see these pictures. So yeah, sorry. I tried recording and I've had a coughing fit halfway through, so I'm having to redo it, but I'm going to try to keep this short, blah blah blah. Here we go. Number one. What do I think? It's definitely on the small side, on the thin side, comparing it to his hand, but I'm going to give it props for hair. Definitely not props for circumcised. Number two. Oh my days. The answers to this are just not sufficient enough for my response. This dick would... firstly, I'd chop it off and or run away, but it'd probably be the first one, because I think I'm more of a fight than a flight person. well, at least I hope I am. Yeah, it's like curved, so it would like hit your cervix, and it would be fucking painful, so I'm gonna say no. Secondly, it's like really like not nicely circumcised. Well, all cocks are circumcised aren't nice, but this one just looks extra not nice, because like, I don't get you guys in circumcision, like you Americans, I mean, because it just, it's like, I don't know, it's just wrong, it's just unnatural, and like, they look raw, and they look scarred, and they look mutilated, so that's my opinion, but hey, and no props for the non-hair. Pubic hair should be a thing, so yeah. Number three, I mean, obviously this guy's dick is very small, but give me a props for hair. I'll give him props for that. yeah, I'm not from America, so circumcision is... It's really weird, because it's sort of just like... When I was on Tumblr and stuff, I sort of started seeing them more and more, and, like, it was just... Oh, days. Like, you see them in porn, but when you see them just in still photographs, like this test, it really just... homes the feeling of this is so wrong. Why do people do this to their children? Oh days. Sorry, anyway. This is not gonna be another rant. Number four. Yeah, he's pretty big. He's quite thick. Thickness over length for me. The guy's pretty petite and small though, so it's definitely big for him, but compared to other guys it might not be. If that makes sense, so yeah. Number five. Oh my days. Ugh. Why do Americans do this? Yeah. I do not like this dick at all. In terms of its size, I don't know. Why do guys compare it to like other things? I just think that's really weird. Guys are weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of normalish. I don't know. Depends on the size of his hand, really. Anyway, sorry. Number six. Oh my days, this just does not look nice. I'm gonna give it props for foreskin. I'm gonna take props away for lack of pubic hair. It was a bit, but not enough. For me, anyway. it's kind of weird because it's like really thin at the base and then it's like thicker going along. So it just looks really strange. How long is it? Fuck, I don't know. Probably... No, seven maybe? Or eight, I guess, as it's an option there. Oh, this test is too American. Number seven. Oh, another comparison thing. I don't know if you people realise, but like, the toilet rolls come in different shapes and sizes, so it's like, if you compare it to that, it's not really a standard thing. I don't know if it's a standard thing in America, but it isn't here. So, yeah, I'm gonna say it's pretty thick, I guess. So that's a plus, but like, oh, the circumcised, oh, why do people do this? Can you see how it looks so dry and raw and just unnatural, and it looks so scarred? I don't know why people do this. It's not a hygiene thing, because there are millions and billions of guys on the earth who can fucking clean their dicks. Dicks? Oh, cocks. I mean cocks. I don't like the word dicks. Cock is better and cunt is better than pussy. Sorry, ranting. Number seven. Oh, praise be. actual beautiful foreskin. See, this is how a cock is meant to look like. Would I like this? Yes, I would. I'd say it's pretty big, I'm guessing. Yeah, it's pretty big. But yes, please. Maybe slightly too long, but the thickness is good. Maybe more pubic hair, but I'll let him get away with that. Number A. Oh, foreskin. When you see. Oh shit, sorry. Is this number 9? I think this is number 9. Yeah, this is number 9, sorry. The last one was number 8. Number 9. Do you like cut or uncut dicks? I think I made myself very clear. But like, yeah. Oh, people need to stop getting rid of their pubic hair because it's I just find it really paedophilic how people are so obsessed with just bareness. I like the hair. The hair is adultness and maturity. And yeah. But yeah, this cock is nice. Aside from the lack of pubic hair. But yes, I do like cock. Cut. No, blah blah. It's been going on for this too long. I do like uncut cocks, not dicks. Number 10. In terms of thickness. Guessing from the picture, it looks pretty thick. So probably on the very thick side, I'm gonna answer. Number 11. I don't know. How long does it look? 4 maybe? Maybe 4? 4, I don't know. I'm not very good at measuring this shit. Probably 4 or 3 or 2. But yeah, I'm not really sure. Yeah, so that's the end. This went on way too long, sorry, but yeah. Goodbye.